I wrote two books. First one, Game Changers, Birth of Negro League Baseball, Rube Foster. And then my second one was The Diary of a Coach. 40 years, I just can't tell it all. Now that's my 40 years of coaching. Now don't y'all worry sitting here, because it didn't say no names. It just gave a count of events that happened over my 40 years. So I ain't giving no names, but you know when you read it if it's you or not. And if you don't, when you get to that chapter about Chillicothe, Ohio, that was Torrance Dennis. That was Torrance. He the only player that I took my belt off to in this program. Matter of fact, I had to become a copo on him. I came 5-0. I had to pull out my billy club on him down there. Then I ain't gonna tell, I can't tell the whole story because I can't take 10 minutes like that. But he begged me not to tell his mama about that trip. And to this day, I haven't told his mama about it.
Thank you.
You just told.
And when you get to Wisconsin and the midnight ride with the imitation of Stevie Wonder, that was him, singing My Cherie in the midnight with dark sunglasses on. That was Eddie Shaw. Read the book. I can't tell it all. I can tell a whole lot of stories. Got to get the book to find out about it.
And then this one,
Emmett.
This one. Now, I'm supposed to be quicker to the point, but I got to tell a story. We were on a road trip. I think it was in Kansas City. And they running around the pool playing tag and diving in the pool. He dives in the shallow end instead of the deep end.
What?
Put a hole in the bottom of the pool. What? He cracked the pool with that blockhead of his. And the hotel want to sue me for their pool. I told him it's his head, not mine. I couldn't put it in the book, but it's going to be in the next book. Xavier Burns. And he was a 13-round draft pick by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Look at that head! And to show you the characters we have, it was Gerard Bowman who came and told me, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Mate, Ralph ain't on the bus. I got off the bus to use the washroom and pull over and get me a break, and Ralph got off, and I didn't know he was off the bus. And I said, boy, go on, sit back down. You know, they act silly all the time on the bus and everything. Go on, sit down. He said, no, mate, I'm not shitting you. Rev not on the bus. We had drove 4 hours down the road, had to drive 4 hours back, and still couldn't find him. You got to read the book, but we got home. He had beat us back home. He got